Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Glad you're here. And by the way, folks, if I sound a little different, part of the reason is because I caught a little cold over the weekend, and it's kind of affected my voice a little bit, but it doesn't hurt. It's just a little raspy. So thank you for continuing to listen to me, and you're going to be glad you did, because Steve Martin's with us. Steve is an old friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Actually, an original member of the Brain Trust. His anniversary with us is April of 08, 10th anniversary with us. Steve is our profit pro and the author of a number of books on profitability, and he's our good friend. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very much, and I have to admire your dedication as a real example for small business entrepreneurs everywhere. You didn't call in sick today. You know, with your raspy voice and all, making the business go.
Well, that's what we do, isn't it? You know, if you own a small business, you can't call in sick.
That's exactly right. I think that's one of the factors that makes successful small businesses stand out, that dedication to getting the job done.
Well, here's the thing, Steve, and you know this very well. You're just like this. This is, I'm talking about you. We wouldn't rather be anywhere else.
Well, that's exactly right. I really enjoy your show, of course, but I also really enjoy working with businesses.
Well, you've seen it yourself. You've seen it in the people you serve. You've seen it in your own self. You've seen it in your friends. And there's something about the excitement and the passion that small business owners have that makes it, it's actually contagious, isn't it?
Well, it really is, Jim, and you know, that's one of the things I have to thank you for. This is your 10-year anniversary week, and it's the excitement that you have brought from yourself and from your guests, the thousands of people who've been on your show, that really helps small business people everywhere. I know it inspires me.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and of course, it's a lot of fun. You know, as you know, small business owners are worthy people to work for, and because they do so much important things. What do you, when you look at small business, the state of small business right now, what do you see?
Well, I see a lot of hardworking people who are really dedicated to to making payroll. Usually, if they're an individual entrepreneur, they're making their own payroll, but also looking out for other people as well. And I see some cautious optimism. Of course, the economy is doing a little bit of a turn here with the high energy costs. But overall, from my perspective, I see some cautious optimism that they're going to continue to succeed.
Well, one of the things that we have to be careful about, Steve, and I talked about this in the previous hour, is we have to be careful not to let ourselves talk ourselves into a downturn. And I think we can do that because there are plenty of positive indicators in the economy that we can hang on to, we can build from. But if we let the Wall Street talking heads get us, you know, too excited, too hysterical, we can talk ourselves into a downturn.
I think you're absolutely right. And, of course, it's the consumer to a great extent that's going to have an impact on that. The business folks that I have talked with recently that have suffered primarily because of the high fuel costs, which, of course, ripples through the entire economy, are just doing those things necessary to keep their quality up, to keep their prices in line, to keep satisfying the customer. And I'm just hoping that the optimism and dedication that they have carries through to the consuming public, because let's face it, once you lose your customer, it's pretty tough for a business to do as well as they were before.
That's what I'm encouraging small business owners to do more and more, Steve, is quit watching television and the talking heads on Wall Street, and talk to your customers. Find out what they're what's going on there in their world. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. I think one of the hallmarks of a good entrepreneur, a good business owner, is someone who listens to their customer. But more than that, Jim, they talk to their customer and they ask them. They ask those open-ended questions like, mm-hmm. what's on your mind and how are you doing? And they actually listen to the feedback that they get, and they can get a sense for where the customer is going with their buying habits and their thinking on things that impact the business.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, and ask them how their business is. Don't just ask them how, you know, don't just talk about your relationship. I think 21st century selling, Steve, and 21st century thinking has got to be not about my relationship with my customers, but understanding the relationship of my customers with their customers. What do you think?
I think you're I think you're absolutely true. The connectedness of today's modern society really says you have to look down the economic chain and see where everyone is going and what everyone is thinking and what the new trends are and how the economy and other major factors are impacting those people.
Well, and you know, another thing I'd recommend, Steve, that we do to try to stay ahead of things is I recommend that we read the trade publications of our customers, especially business to business. If you're business to business, you need to be reading the things that your customers are reading. What do you think?
Well, you're absolutely correct. You yeah, that's part of this business intelligence. It's not just understanding your competitor, but understanding the situation that your particular customer is in. And with business to business in particular, you really have to see where the trends are and where the competition is for your customer. What are the pressures that they're seeing? What are the opportunities that they're seeing? And that gives you an opportunity to not only react, but also to respond in a proactive manner to give them what they need now and what they might need in the near future.
I've actually attended trade shows where I've met people who weren't part of the industry of the trade show, but they served their customers were in that industry, and they went to the trade show of their customers. Very smart, as far as I'm concerned.
Perfect move, Jim.
Hold on to that thought, Steve. Martin and I will be right back, ladies and gentlemen, after these messages. And it was 20 after. Stay with us.
Making your business pay.
Instant profits. I like that.
That's an enticing title. It means that you can actually increase your profits and your cash flow very rapidly if you do the right things.
Well, and nobody better than Steve Martin can help you do that, folks. And I encourage you to go to that website, profitpro.us, and take advantage of whatever Steve has made available for free or for the books, which he charges you for, of course. Steve, talk to us about some of your ideas about what it takes to be a successful entrepreneur.
Jim, you know, I used to think that it takes a lot of education to be an entrepreneur, and certainly the studies have shown that the more educated a particular country is, the more small business there is. But I saw a great figure the other day in a SBA report, which indicated that almost 40% of entrepreneurs, individual proprietors and business owners here in the U.S., have a high school education or less.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. But the one thing that I've noted in interviewing business owners and dealing with them all over the country is that they're always learning. They really keep their ear to the trends that are going on, and they're always availing themselves of the education in terms of, we talked about it earlier, trade journals and talking to their customers, learning from other entrepreneurs. They're always trying to improve themselves and their business.
Well, basic education and business education are important, but marketplace education is key to being a successful entrepreneur, and you don't always get that in school, do you?
No, you might learn some theory, but the marketplace education comes from being right out there in the field with your customers. And
in the school of hard knocks.
That's exactly right. And like I say, I've seen some of the best entrepreneurs I've seen, most successful ones, are the ones that have the best access and openness to that market education that they get
right
from seeing the customer across the counter every day.
Absolutely. What's another trait of a successful entrepreneur?
Well, it's interesting. The flexibility seems to be one of those things that is quite important.
Being able to roll with the flow.
Absolutely. You know, you look at the economic cycles in the country over the long term, and if you've been in business like you have for 10 years or more, you've been through at least one or two economic cycles, and the ability...
And you too.
Oh, I've seen a few in my 35 years, yes. And not every company I've worked with has managed to survive that, to be blunt, because they...
But you know, I've gone through those things, and I've had times when I didn't know if I was going to make it another hour, let alone another day or another year, but I did, and so now, after I've been around a while, once you've logged a few hours, a few years in the marketplace, and you've had a few of those bumps, a few of those speed bumps, and you've lived through it, then the next time it happens, you say, you know what, this is going to be a bumpy ride, but I've been through worse than this.
That confidence is really an important aspect of getting through, because you are going to get curveballs, Jim. And as you point out, you have to have some faith in yourself and some confidence that you can actually get through it. You may not have the answers at the moment, but you know you're going to get them.
How big a deal is faith, Steve?
Faith?
Yes.
Oh, I couldn't.
It's hard to quantify, isn't it?
I think faith is 100% of the foundation. And it's probably 10% or 20% of the long-term success factor. If you don't have faith in yourself and the ability to get something done, you're just not going to make it.
I'll tell you, there are so many times, Steve, and you and I talked during some of those times, when only my faith in myself caused me to keep going. And you know, there are entrepreneurs out there listening to us right now nodding their heads, Steve. They know what we're talking about.
That's exactly right. You know, they others may call it dedication, but I think the word faith is really a good description of that.
And if you're trying to start a small business, or if you're in a small business and you're having trouble having faith in yourself, you probably need to find a place to clock in tomorrow, don't you think, Steve?
That's exactly right, and we see that. You know, some real percentage of people who start their own businesses actually do choose later to return back to the workforce
right
as an employee rather than as the
leader.
Steve,
give us your website again, please.
Jim, it's www.profitpro.us.
Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen. Steve, thanks for 10 great years.
Jim, thank you for 10 great years. It's been a pleasure, and we look forward to another 10.
We'll see you next time. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, quick break. Right back with Joan Pride. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. And I found out a little too
late. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.